Okay, good afternoon. This is Richard Hsu, host of Hsu Untied, where I interview interesting lawyers. Today, I'm very pleased to have as my guest Jay Billis, who is a college basketball and NBA professional, ESPN sports commentator. Jay, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Richard. Great to be with you.
So, Jay, let me start with asking you my first question, which is, what's the difference, or which was more exciting, being on a NCAA championship team or coaching one, as you did both?
Well, I was on a team that lost in the NCAA championship game as a player, and I was fortunate to be on a coaching staff that won it twice out of the 3 years I was there. I would say anything you do as a player is more exciting and more rewarding.
Right.
For some reason, and I don't know exactly what it is, there's nothing like being a player. And, you know, coaching was great. And obviously I wasn't a head coach. I was an assistant, a grad assistant. So my experience was a lot different than I think Coach K's was.
Right.
But I think when you're a player, there's nothing like being a player. And the losses, the wins that you achieved and the losses you suffered, there's nothing more emotional that I've ever come across with regard to sports.
Interesting. So now tell me, when you went back and were assistant coach, I understand you went to law school. What prompted you to even think about going to law school after having a successful basketball career?
Well, I guess successful basketball career is relative. I played professional basketball overseas. Now that was my level, and I really enjoyed it and did very well. But when I was done playing basketball and Coach K offered me a job as a graduate assistant at Duke, I wanted to go to law school for several years. And that really came from my parents and sort of the idea that a legal education would be a really versatile one. You know, I had always kind of heard that the more versatile degree might be sort of a business degree.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, my parents convinced me that, you know, a law degree would teach me a different way of thinking. I'd always be able to at least handle my own affairs. And, you know, I didn't have to be a lawyer. But if things ever got tough for me, I could always hang a shingle out and make a pretty good living.
Hmm.
But the idea that I didn't have to be a lawyer if I didn't want to be was really appealing. Like, I wasn't going to go to medical school and then not be a doctor.
Right.
But there seemed to be so many people that had legal, you know, law degrees, and we're doing really well in other areas. And it seemed to be something that would really be a nice springboard analyzing things differently, being prepared in a different fashion. And it was everything it was billed to be. It's one of the great decisions that I was ever talked into or that I ever made, I guess.
Huh. So you actually really enjoyed law school then?
I don't want to say that. I enjoyed aspects of it. It was really difficult at times, and perhaps made more difficult by the fact that I wasn't doing law school exclusively. I was a grad assistant coach while I was in law school, and it made both more difficult, but it also made both more fun because I wasn't totally immersed in one or the other. I could kind of get away from one or the other.
Right.
And I spent, you know, I probably shouldn't admit this, but I spent way more time on basketball than I did on school. But that was probably true. That's probably been true since I was in third grade. But I still, you know, I still did well in school and I got a great education.
Huh.
But I never thought I would practice law, honestly, Richard. I went to law school thinking I'm going to get a great education. It's going to be really helpful to me, and I'll be a coach with a law degree. I never envisioned practicing, but when I got out of law school, my fiance did not want to be a coach's wife. And so we gravitated towards something different, and it turned out to be as good or better for me than coaching would have been.
So you actually did become a practicing lawyer. Was that full time, or what is your practice now?
Oh, it was full time. I accepted a job in Charlotte, North Carolina, with a firm called Moore & Van Allen, and I'm still with that firm.
Wow.
But I started out as an associate, and I started out in bankruptcy because I wanted to get into court more often. And in the litigation side, back then at least, I felt like it would take longer for me to get into court, which is something I really wanted to do. And so bankruptcy, it seemed like I was in court all the time. So I gravitated from that. I switched from bankruptcy creditors' rights into the litigation field, litigation side of the practice. And I had been practicing for a couple years. I had some experience, and I think it eased the transition of me getting into court more often as a litigation attorney, because I'd had that experience when I started out. But I practiced probably 8 or 9 years before I went full time with ESPN.
So how do you like being a sports commentator? I mean, is that the best of all worlds? How do you compare that with being a player and a coach? I mean, how do you compare those two or three?
It doesn't compare. I have loved every minute of broadcasting, but it's not anywhere near as satisfying as playing or coaching was. Mm. And the reason is, like, there's nothing competitive about broadcasting, except that you're competitive in wanting to do the best possible job.
Right.
But I don't want to sound like I'm in Caddyshack here, but I don't measure myself against other broadcasters, you know, every time I'm out doing a game. You enjoy the job, but there's no skin in the game for me. I don't care who wins or loses when I go to a game.
Huh.
When I was competing as a player, boy, I cared very much who won and lost. and same thing with when you're coaching. I mean, you're basically your life, not just, you know, the way you look at things and your mood day to day is affected, but your life was affected by winning and losing. So having some competitive skin in the game was really a wonderful thing. Now it's easy to say that when most of the time we won, but might not be so great if most of the time you lost. You don't have that in broadcasting. You had it a little bit in law, but you don't have it in broadcasting really at all.
Now, did you ever think about going back to coaching? I'm sure a lot of opportunities present itself to go back and being a coach. Did you ever think about that?
Yeah, I have. I've been fortunate, had some opportunities to do it, but my job is so good and so much fun and so enjoyable for me. And I've lived in one place for my entire sort of adult life after I got out of basketball, after I quit coaching. And I think it would have been hard for my family. You know, that we still have a very stable situation family wise. Very fortunate to have that. And so I think if I went into that, it would upset that a little bit. And then the other part of it is, you know, as time has gone on, you know, it's been over 20 years since I was an assistant, and you just don't jump back in and, you know, things have evolved I've been fortunate with how my broadcasting life has gone.
Mm.
I don't want to upset that, but at the same time, I'm not naive that jumping back into coaching would be all seashells and balloons. And I'd be good at it out of the gate. Those guys do a really good job, and they would be hard to beat. So I don't know that I would necessarily be good at it now.
Is it hard being a broadcaster? I mean, it looks easy, but I suspect it's actually, you know, you probably have to think quick on your feet. I mean, how is that job? Is that a tough job?
I think it's like anything else. There's some people that are better suited for it than others. Maybe like being a lawyer, like being a coach, but I don't think it's not rocket science either. I think it's something that requires the better ones, and I hope I'm among the better ones, but the better ones, they prepare, they put their work in, and they're earnest in going about it. But I don't think it's that big of a deal. I mean, it's very few people have jobs on a relative basis. Very few people have jobs that they love. And I happen to have a job that I love. And you're able to do well at it. When I go to a game, I'm exactly where I want to be. And the only downside of my job is that every game for me is an away game, that I'm on the road all the time. And that gets a little bit old, just like, you know, if you're a salesperson, you have to travel. Everybody thinks travel is great until they have to do it. And so when I'm at a game, there's no place I'd rather be. And I'm as happy as I can be. As soon as the buzzer goes off, then I want to go home.
Yeah,
and that's the hard part, is that, you know, travel right now doesn't make it conducive to getting home quickly after game's over. So I may be stuck in the town I'm in and not able to get back. So you miss some family things that you don't want to miss.
Well, what about during the off season then? But aren't you off during when the basketball season's over?
I used to be. I'm not off as much as I used to be. I think the game has, just like it has for players and coaches, has become more of a year-round endeavor for broadcasters too.
I see.
And so I spend a lot of the off season. As soon as college basketball season ends, which basically, you know, I've already started prepping for the year now, and it's just the start of September. Mm. So, you know, I'll be hitting the road in October, and I'll be off and on gone until the second week of April when the Final Four is over. And then I start work on the NBA draft. That takes me, you know, I have to travel for that, and it's a lot of prep work. Then, you know, I teach at some camps during the summer, and I go out a little bit on the recruiting circuit, not as much as I used to, but that takes you away until July.
Yeah,
so,
right.
You know, I basically get August and September where there's not a ton of heavy lifting unless I want to do it. But it used to be you had a lot more time off, and those days are over.
Well, I'm lucky I caught you at a good time then.
Exactly. Otherwise, I wouldn't take your call because it's so difficult.
I get it. So do you miss practicing law at all? I mean, you really enjoyed it. You went to law school. Do you kind of feel like you're not, you know, do you miss that at all?
I miss parts of it. I certainly miss the day-to-day interaction with my colleagues and sort of the intellectual stimulation that brought. But I really thought that I enjoyed my law practice a great deal until I quit.
Huh.
And that, when I quit, you know, I there were times when I go, my God, I feel better. I'm not as stressed. I mean, I got a realization once I quit how much went into it that I probably wasn't as aware of day to day as I should have been. It was my job and my life. And so I felt like I really enjoyed it. And then when I quit, I found out, boy, I enjoy this other stuff more. That's not necessarily an indictment on law practice. It's just, it's tough, man. I mean, it's difficult. And you're going against some, you know, in my litigation practice, I was going against really good lawyers. And luckily I was working with really good lawyers, so I always felt like I was competitive, but it can be stressful, and managing that stress is really difficult. And there are a lot of long hours, and it can be a difficult profession.
Yeah.
But overall, I enjoyed it. But I in being completely honest, I am not pining for the day that I get to go back to timesheets and, you know, and having to do, you know, do discovery and all that stuff. There were certainly downsides to the law practice as well.
Are you just going to keep doing sports broadcasting, or do you think you'll ever go back to law practice? Could you see what do you see for yourself, you know, after sports broadcasting, if you can, if there is something you have in mind?
I doubt that I'll ever go back to full-time law practice. I just don't see that happening.
Right.
I certainly hope that I'll continue to use it to my advantage in helping me with whatever I'm doing. And it's
right.
helped me a great deal in my broadcast career, my legal background,
oh,
my legal training.
Huh.
And, you know, it's helped me formulate arguments, my ability to write, my ability to get a point across, and the way I'm able to put data together and, you know, approach practical problems and perhaps how to solve them.
Yep.
But making a coherent argument has been the best part. But there have been so many things that I've benefited from with my legal education and my legal training, but that doesn't, and that's really was the selling point about law school, is that it's going to be really beneficial to you without having to practice law. And I found that to be true. Like, I haven't practiced law for a decade now. And I'm still benefiting from my legal background every single day.
Huh.
And, you know, maybe someday if I work at a front office of an NBA team, or if I work within the NCAA structure at a member institution, or God forbid I work for the NCAA itself, my law training will always be helpful to me.
Yeah, no, that's probably true. Are you the most famous Duke Law School graduate?
No, I think Richard Nixon still has that one. and I don't think I'd be in the top 50, but I'll tell you the you know, when I went to college to play basketball, and this is not any kind of false modesty, but you know, you start playing in the ACC and you're playing against guys like Michael Jordan and Ralph Sampson, you kind of figure out that, you know what, I thought I was good, but I'm not with these guys.
Huh.
I can compete with them, but I am not on their level.
Huh.
And then you go to law school and you you see the great minds around you, and you have a chance to to sit and listen, and I marveled at them. And then you go, I'm not in their league either. I can compete with them. Like I, it's not that I don't belong here, just like with basketball, but you know, the real thing when you see it. And I went to law school with a lot of people that were the real thing. And I knew where I was on the pecking order in pretty short order.
Well, Jay, this has been a fascinating conversation. I really appreciate your taking time. I'm lucky I caught you during some downtime. And if you do something, after your sports broadcasting, you'll have to come back and tell me about it.
I would love to, Richard. Thanks for having me. It's really been a pleasure.
All right. This is Richard Hsu and Jay Billis. Thanks.